This episode of Curious Minds is sponsored by Outbrain, whose content recommendation network is spread across the largest websites of the internet, from CNN to ESPN to People Magazine. Outbrain.com. We could all use a little direction.
Hello and welcome to Astronomy Shorts. My name is Kelly O'Loughlin, and today I'm going to talk about three breathtaking views within the solar system. A journey to outer space has many dangers and challenges, but for those courageous astronauts, the trip might be worthwhile. Some of the planets and moons in the solar system have views that are really, but really, out of this world. First, the Caloris Basin. From Earth, it's difficult to see many details of the planet Mercury. It's also difficult to send spacecraft to Mercury because as the craft falls towards the sun, it gains speed, and breaking up becomes an issue. That's why only two spacecraft have been sent to Mercury so far. When Mariner 10 passed by Mercury in 1974, astronomers got their first glimpse of the planet. One of the big surprises revealed in the photos was Caloris Basin, a large crater about 960 miles in diameter, the size of about one-third of the United States. The circumference of Mercury, by the way, is only about 3,100 miles, or about three times as big as the U.S. On the other side of Mercury, right at the opposite point from the crater center, an area of shattered rocks, faults, and other geological phenomena was found, suggesting that some geological impact took place there. This area was therefore named the Chaotic Terrain. It is probable to assume that the chaotic terrain was created when seismic waves moved along the planet after the impact that created the crater, and met at the antipode where they left behind a beautiful ruin. Next, the Iapetus Equatorial Ridge. Iapetus is one of Saturn's moons. It was discovered in 1671 by astronomer Giovanni Cassini, who noticed a strange thing about it. While half of the moon was very dark, the other half was extraordinarily bright. In 2005, the Cassini spacecraft, named after the astronomer, of course, passed by Iapetus, confirmed the discovery, and revealed another, even stranger characteristic. A mountainous ridge surrounds the small moon by its equator, just like a long belt. The length of this mountain ridge is about 800 miles, and the average height is 8 miles high. Scientists are now able to explain the difference in brightness between the two halves. One side of Iapetus is constantly turned away from Saturn, allowing discharged matter from one of the distant moons of Saturn to accumulate and create dark layers. White ice accumulates on the other half of the moon, reflecting the incoming light and making it brighter. Yet no one can explain Iapetus's unique mountain range. It's possible that it was created when the moon was younger and spinning faster around its axis, or perhaps ice that came from within the moon pushed the ground upwards. The little data we have is not enough to find a convincing answer to this mystery, so all we can do is speculate. Next, Miranda, a crazy moon. Miranda, a moon of Uranus, was never at the center of attention for astronomers. It's small, its diameter is only 292 miles, and it's frozen, so no one expected any fascinating geological activity to occur on it. But when the Voyager 2 spacecraft passed by Miranda on its way to Neptune, its cameras snapped a few photos of the forsaken moon. These photos revealed a strange world, unlike anything seen before. There was a jigsaw puzzle of rocks and geological formations that are not supposed to exist next to each other. The amazed astronomers saw canyons that are more than 12 miles deep, pieces of rock breaking through the ground at illogical angles, forming a crazy conglomerate of old and new rocks. The first theories assumed that in its beginning, Miranda was crushed time after time by random clashes with larger bodies. Nowadays, scientists believe that ice, hidden within the moon, became warmer and turned to liquid, perhaps due to the tidal influence of Uranus. During this process, the ice flooded the surface, pushed the ground, and stretched it, causing strange geological appearances. Thanks for listening! Next time on Astronomy Shorts, I'll tell you about three incredible meteorological phenomena on other planets, including dust storms, acid, and diamonds. Visit our website, www.cmpod.net, to subscribe to this podcast and the Curious Minds podcast, and check out pictures and links related to what you heard in the show. What do you think of this episode? Want to suggest an exciting topic for our next Shorts series? Drop us a line at info@cmpod.net. Until next time, goodbye.